Today, Shir's Masechta Sota on Daf Chav Ches. We begin with the beginning of the Gemara on the last line of Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Begins the Gemara. We have learnt in the Mishnah, the first line of the Mishnah, Kishem Shamayim Boit Kimaisa. Just like the Mehamorim were Boitik the woman, and if she failed the test, she would suffer a horrible death. Kach Hamayim Boit Kimaisa, so too the Mehamorim were Boitik him. And the Mishnah does not explain who the Oisoi is. And the Gemara is going to explain that. Ask the Gemara, Oisoi Laman, to whom is this word Oisoi referring to? Ilei Malabal, if you're going to say that it refers to the husband, Baal Mayovid. The Gemara asks, what did the husband do? What did he do wrong? The Chitem, and if you're going to say, as we turn to Daf Chof Chesamid Aleph, the E is Be'ovid, because if he has a particular Aveira, Vatkile Maya, the water will check him as well. Rashi says, what is that Aveira in the top Rashi? Shebo Oleha, La'achar Shenistera, that after Kineustira, where there is a Halach of Tum on the woman, which we learn from Vinitma, she is a soita, and there is a lo sas ela for her own husband to live with her. And he did live with her. That's what the waters are going to check on the husband, if you're going to say that's pshat in our Mishnah. Ki ispe oven bididei mi bat kolomaya bidida lidida. If in fact he does have an aveira, then the waters don't even check her. You're trying to say not only is she checked, but he is also checked, referring to the husband. But if he has to be checked for this Aveira, then we learned, in fact, that the waters don't work on him. Vahatani, we learned in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, V'niko ish me avoin. The husband is clean, he's innocent from an Aveira. V'ho isha hi tisas avoina. Then is when the woman has to bear the burden of her own sin. And we learned, Bizman Shaish Menuka Meyavan, if the husband is innocent from the sin, Hamayim Boit Kemesishtei, then the water is effective to check his wife. Ein Hoish Menuka Meyavan, but if the husband is not clean from sin, Ein Hamayim Boit Kemesishtei, then the water does not check his wife. So you are trying to say that the water is going to check the husband. If this is the aver for which the water is supposed to check the husband, then in fact, if he did that aver, it won't be effective to check his wife at all, as we just learned from that pasuk. So the Gemara answers, Einachanami, you have to say, Oisoi is the boyel, the elo le boyel. He is the one who is checked. Whatever Misa Mishuna happens to the woman is going to happen to the boyel as well if they committed an avera together. But the Gemara asks, if you're going to say goes to the boil, listen, Nikitiktani Seifa, why didn't the Resha say it exactly like the Seifa? What did we learn in the second part of the Mishnah? Kishem shasur labal, kach asur laboil. So the Mishnah clearly said that not only is she asur to the baal, she's asur to the boil as well. And the Mishnah specified who the Oisoi is in that instance, the boil. So why in the Resha didn't the Mishnah say, Kishem Shamayim Boitkim Oisa, Kachamayim Boitkim Es HaBoil, as it's going to say, two lines further, concerning Kishem Shasur Labal, Kachasur LaBoil, spell it out. So the Gemara says, that's not a Kasha, Loilum LaBoil. Really, Oisoi in the Resha, the pronoun Oisoi, him refers to the boil. Ah, you asked me a question, why don't you spell it out, Beferish the boil, as you do in the next part of the Mishnah? No, the answer is that the Mishnah is trying to remain equal. Veresha, I did the Tani Oisa, Tani Oisai. We're trying to be consistent. In the Resha, where you mention her and you use a pronoun Oisa, so we're consistent and we say that the water checks Oisai. We're referring to the boil, but we don't speak out boil because we want the Oisai to be consistent with the Oisa. And then Seifa in the second part of the Mishnah, I did a ton of baal, ton of boil. In the second part, it says, Kishem Shasur Labal. So here we're not using a pronoun, here we're using the noun, the baal himself. So we also answer, we end off by Kach Asura Laboil, and we spell out it's the boil. So the ratio Oisoi is consistent with Oisoi. the Seifa Boil is consistent with Baal, but really the Oisai of the Reisha is referring to the Boil. Now, on this piece of Gemara, there is a very famous machlokas between Rashi in our sugya, which we mentioned already, and the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Ches of Hilchos Soita. The E Isbei Oven, the first four words on this Amud. If the husband would have an oven, then we said the man wouldn't be boidik the woman at all. And that's why we had to come on to the boil. So Rashi says, what is that Avera? For which, if the husband did it, it's not boidik the wife. Shebo olel achashanistra, that after there was Kinyan Stira, he had relations with her. The Rashi Shita here and throughout Shas is that this is the only Aver, the Avera that's in the Inyan of Soita itself. But any other Biyasura, let's say he committed a different Biyasura, that would not be a problem in the effectiveness of the water. The water would still work even though he committed a different Biyasura. However, the Rambam, as we mentioned, Perek Beis Halacha Ches Hilchos Soita, says, and I quote, Kol ish bo Biyasura miyamav. Acher Shehegdel, anyone who committed a Isser Bia after he became Bar Mitzvah, Eina Maim Amor, and Boitkim Es Ishtoi. The curse, the waters that bring curse, will not be Boitik his wife. Vafilu Boal Arusasa Bebeis Chomov, even if he committed an Isser de Rabbonon, Sheosr Medivrei Seifrim, Eina Maim Boitkim Es Ishtoi, Shenemar Veniko Ish Me Oven, Vaisha Etisos Avoyna, Bizman She Ish Menuko Me Oven, it's only when he is innocent and free from sin. So the Rambam Shita is that the oven of our sugya does not only refer to living with his wife who is a sota, but any bia ha asura. And the Mishnah Lamelech brings that the Ramban in Parshas Nasai, in fact, brings down these two shitas. The Ramban says in the Parsha of Saita, Vanikoyun, this Naki Me Oven that the Pasuk speaks about. So first he quotes Rashi Shita, Hu Shalai Bo Olea Mishakina Lovinistera, as we have Rashi in our Sugya. The Yesh Meforshim, and this is the Shitas of Rambam, Shim Boal Habal Shum Be'ilas, or any forbidden relationship. Kol Yomav, all his life, Ein Hamayim Boitkim Oysa, the water will not be effective on his wife. And then the Ramban concludes, v'ho'oila min ha'alocha, what we see from the halacha is, shafilu ha'yu bonav ubnais of ne'afim, that even if the husband's sons and daughters were promiscuous, they were doing averis with znus, v'loi ki abam, and he was not moicha against them, loi ha'yu boitkim, the waters would not be effective. And the Ramban says, the Mishnah Balach rather says that this Ramban is based on a Mishnah further, on Daf Memzayin Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah says four lines from the bottom of the Amud, on Memzayin Amud Aleph, Misharabu Hamenafim. Let's for a moment look at that Mishnah and the subsequent Gemara, and we'll see a little bit of Rashi there. Misharabu Hamenafim, when there was a lot of promiscuity, a lot of znus, this was in the time of Bayesheni, Posku Hamayim Hamorim, they stopped giving the Mayim Hamorim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Hivsika, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai stopped them from giving it. Because people were moitzi laws on the water is not effective, and the real reason why the water wasn't effective is because there was znus being committed. And when there's znus being committed by the husband or his family, then the water is not effective to check the wife. Shenemar. The Pasuk says, and the Mishnah now quotes a Pasuk from Hosea, Perik Dalad, Pasuk Yudalad, Loi efgoid al b'noi seichem kisiz nenev al kolei seichem kisana afenda. Kihem, and the Pasuk continues, im hazoynes iporedu, vim akadeshois yizabechu. And Rashi explains, divra maschel loi efgoid, in the left-hand column, a little more than halfway down, I will not remember, I will not check up on the niyif of your wives, leboitkan, to check them. Why not? Because al b'nisechem kisiz nena. V'oid kehem im azaynis yiparedu, heim atzman, noyafim kiparedu malo. They are like mules, they're committing znus, the people themselves. So when you have rampant znus with the daughters-in-law, the people themselves are going to the zaynis, then the water cannot be effective. On Amud Beis, approximately 10 lines down from where it becomes wide, the Gemara says there are memzayin of a base ton rabbanon v'niko ish meyavim bezman shish menukim meyavim amayim boitkum esishtoi ena ish menukim meyavim ena mayim boitkum esishtoi. That's the Gemara we're just learning over here on Dav Chav Ches Amud Aleph. The Oimer, and then it brings the pasuk in Oisheya that loy efkod abenoy sechem kizis nena my Oimer. What's the second pasuk from Oisheya? V'chit heimo. And if you'll say oven the day in the bnei bante loy, that only his own avera causes there to be that the water is not effective, but not that of his sons or daughters. Tashema, loy efgod, I won't let the water be effective if, as Rashi explained, al benoy seichem, kisiz nenev al kalay seichem, your daughters and your daughters-in-law, kisina fena. The chitem avoin eishes ish in, avoin de pnuya loy, maybe it's only the aver of eishes, tashema, kehemim azoinis yiparedu, vimakadeshis abechu, they themselves, the men themselves, are committing znus, not necessarily with eishes ish, but even with pnuyois, and for all these averis, the waters are not effective. So from here, the Mishnah Lamelech asks a question, that it would come out, that it's difficult on Rashi. How can Rashi say that the oven over here, the Isbe oven, is Shabal al Achshanistra, but any other Biasur not? Here we see that even for the Averis of the sons and the daughters-in-law, Kalva Choymer, if the person himself did an Avera, not necessarily only the Aver of Shabal al Achshanistra, the water will not be effective. How could Rashi say only this one Avera of Bo'al al Achshanistra? And B.M.S., it's difficult under Rambam also. Because the Rambam takes a position that any Biasura, but it's only the man, call Ishabo Biasura Miyomav, Achish Igdal. But the Rambam doesn't speak about his sons and daughters. Why didn't the Rambam mention not only him, but even if his sons and daughters were committing Znus, the water won't be effective. And what makes it doubly schwer is that the Rambam himself, in Paragimel Alocha Yates, quotes the Mishnah in Daf Mem Zayin, which says Lefikach Misharabu Amenafim Begoli BeBayisheni, when it was a open thing in Bayisheni that there were much rampant znus. Botlu Asanhedrin Esmei Amorim VeSamchu Alakosav BeKabol LeEfkad AlBnoiSeichem Kisiz Nena. So the Rambam over there brings down why were they mevatel the Mayim Amorim in the time of Bayisheni because Rabu Amenafim, and that pasuk speaks about the daughters, and yet in Perik Beis Halacha Ches the Rambam doesn't mention it. What is going on here? So Be'emes, the Me'iri, asked this question, the sugya over there on Daf Mem Zayin, and the Me'iri puts it this way. There were some who wanted to bring a riot to the Gedoyle HaMechaber, refers to the Rambam, She'ena Mayim Boikim, Shum Bias Isser, that the water is not boidic if there's any Bias Isser, because here you see that even for the bee of Bonav Ubnaisav, the waters will not be effective. So the Chayr, it's a riot to the Rambam, that it doesn't have to be like Rashi says, Shebo Alel Achish Nistra. You see, any Aver, not only of the man, even of the children. But the Meiri says the Rambam's not out of the woods either. Because the Rambam, the Meiri asks, why didn't he in Perek Beis Halacha Ches mention about the daughters-in-law? Why does he only mention what the person did himself? So Rashi is difficult, but the Rambam, it comes out, says the Meiri is also difficult. And the Meiri gives an answer which will answer all the questions here. The answer of the Meiri is that the real Aveira is like Rashi says, Shabol El Achish Anistra. And it could be the real Averas, like the Rambam says, that it's any Avera that you committed in Znus, the husband, whether it's Shabal El Achish and Isra, or whether it's any other Biasura. The Pasuk from Oisheya is just a simon. It's not a Siba. It's not a cause why the water won't be effective. The real cause is what the husband does wrong. But if we see that he lets his children be promiscuous, and he's not moicha, and this is Bamis, what the Ramban in Chumash says, v'lakia, He saw what his children are doing, and he wasn't Moicha. Says the Meiri, that's a simon that he himself, we have to suspect that he is not kosher in Yonei Arayis. And therefore, according to Rashi, we have to be choshed that he was bawled out to the site of Baderech. And according to the Rambam, he either did that, or the Rambam says, plus, he could have done any other iser. And the Mele, the Mayim, won't be Boideg. So the daughters and daughters-in-law and sons, that's all a simon that he himself is guilty. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai felt that it is time, based on the Pasuk in Hosea, to stop the me'amorim, which are not going to work, and people are going to think it doesn't work because the me'amorim be'etzim do not work. So this will answer all the questions in our sugya. There's only one question which the Mishnah Melech himself raises, and that is that there's a stira in Rashi. Here Rashi says clearly that a shita is, there's one aveira, which is shebol el achash and istara, and Rashi further in that sugya, mem zayin amid beis, divri amaskel menukah miyoven, on the right hand column, halfway down, says, niyuf bi'isho asur loy, you have to be menukah from a isha that is asur to you, bein mizu shenistara, whether it's this one who's nistara, bein me'acheres, or whether it's another biasura. So that Rashi over there sounds like the Rambam, that the person himself is naki from any aveira to do with Arayis, whether it's Isha Shanistara or his own wife that was Nistara, or any other biasura. L'chayra, says the Mishnah Melech, that Rashi over there, Saiser, our Rashi in the Sugya, and many other Rashis throughout Shas that say that there's one aveira and one aveira only, Shebol Alach Shanistara. On this, the Karen Ayira and the Netziv of the Meroi Mesada give a teretz that there, that pasuk over there from Hosea is telling us about znus. When it comes to znus, then it's einachanami any biasura. Rashi would be moide. What Rashi is stressing here and throughout Shas is when it's derech ishus. Derech ishus. For example, amana l'kain gadol is a biasura, but it's derech ishus. And the reason that Amon of a Kohen Gadol, the mime is not boidic, is for a different reason. But it's not because of Menukah Miyavoin. Because since it's Derech Ishus, the only place where Derech Ishus is not Menukah Miyavoin is the Aveira of the Parsha of Soita himself, where the husband is bore on the Isha Soita. Any other Aveira, Derech Ishus, would not be a problem, as far as Rashi is concerned, in Menukah Miyavoin. If it's Derech Znus, then it doesn't matter what Biasura you're talking about. Rashi would agree in that case to the Rambam that it doesn't matter if it's any type of Isser, if it's Derech Znus, would be a problem in Menukah Miyavoin. Ayin in the Karen Ira, and in the Meroi Mesada, continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. How do we know that the Mayim Hamorim check him as well, Shenemar? Because it says, this is the Shita of the Tanakama, that Shenemar, Uvo, Uvo, it says twice, Ubo, Ubo. So the Gemara, the Bnei Yeshiva, had a kashi boil, who, what did the Tanakhama mean with ubo, ubo? Did he mean that we learn it from a vav, he darshins vav, so he learned it from bo, and then it had a extra vav, ubo kamar, oi, or is he learning it from the repetition, ubo, ubo kamar, since it says twice, there are two psukim where we have the word ubo, so we learn it from the repetition, that not only does it check her, but it checks him as well. Is it from the vav? Is it from the repetition? Tashima, it says further in the Mishnah, Kishem Shasur Labal, Kachasur Laboyo Shenamar, Nitma'a, Vinitma'a, Divi Rabbi Kiva, these are the words of Rabbi Kiva, that we learn that she is also not only to the Baal, she's also to the Boyal, because it says Nitma'a and Vinitma'a, so we see that you're learning it from the Vav. Says the Gemara of Adayin Tiboya, you could still have a kasha in that gufa, and we're going to learn according to the Bachir, Nitma Vinitma Kamar. Was Rabbi Kiva trying to learn it from Nitma and Vinitma from the Vav? Or perhaps the Girsus of Bach, im nitma or vin nitma. And what I believe the Bach is saying is that there are many times that the word nitma is used, and perhaps we're just doing it from the repetition. And im nitma, he's now referring to Bamidbar, hey, Pasuk Chav Zayin, where the Pasuk says, v'hishko es ha-mayim v'hoysa, im nitma v'timol mal b'isha. And then it also says, vin nitma, this is in Perek Hey, Pasuk Chav Tes, zois taris ha-kanois, ha-shed, tiste isha tachas isha, vin nitma. So are you learning it, in fact, from nitma vin nitma, from the vav, or maybe you're learning it from a repetition? One pasuk says im nitma, one says vin nitma, it says nitma numerous times. That's how I'm learning it. So I don't even know in Rabbi Akiva's words themselves that he's necessarily learning it from a vav. It could be from repetition, it could be from vav. Tashima, I'll make it clear for you. Midik Tony Savison says further. Rabbi Yomer, the Rabbi disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. And what does Rabbi say? Shnei pama mur beparsha v'nitma v'nitma. It says twice in the parsha v'nitma v'nitma. Echelabav, echelaboyos. So what is Rebbe stressing? Rebbe's stressing Shnei Pamim Amur Beparsha. He's learning it from the repetition. Mechlal, if he's arguing on Rabbi Akiva, Mechlal to Rabbi Akiva, Vav Kedorsh Rabbi Akiva is in fact learning it from the Vavim. So therefore, since when it says in the Mishnah, Kishem Shasur Baal Kachasur Leboil, Shenemar Nitma Vinitma, so Mimela Huadin in the Resha, that we're learning it from the Vavim, we're going to say that we're learning it there also from the extra Vav of Bo Uvo'u, and not from the repetition. It's only Rebbe, who's Mechadish in the Mishnah, that you learn things from the repetition. So that's how the Gemara's Poshet, Ubo Ubo, that it's not from the repetition in the words of the Tanakhama, because up till Rebbe, we're not learning with Shnei Pomim. Up till Rebbe, we're going with the extra Vav. And now the Gemara elaborates. Hilchos, therefore, Le Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, Shita Kroik Sivi. There are actually six psukim, because every time it says Bo, it has an extra Vav. And Rashi delineates what the six psukim are. Three psukim, and you have the Vav, which Rabbi Akiva is darshaning the Vav, so you have a total of six. The one pasuk is Bamidbar Hey, the first one pasuk Chav Beis Uvo Amayim Amor Me'ela B'Me'ayich Latz Poispetim V'Lan Pel Yarech V'Amar Isha Amin Amin. Then you have Bamidbar Hey pasuk Chav Dalet V'Hishka Se'Isha Esmei Amorim Hamorim Uvo Ubo Amayim Amorim Lamorim. And then you have in pasuk Perik Hey pasuk Chav Zayin V'Hishka Es Amayim V'Oisa Im Nitmo V'Atimo Mal B'Isha Uvo Ubo Amayim Amorim Lamorim V'Tzav Sebit of Nafla Yurecha V'Oisa Isha La'Ola. So there we have three times Uvo, and so we have a total with the Vavim of six. How do we darshan these six Limudim? Shita Kroik Sivi. So Chad Letzavod Dido, V'Chad Letzavod Didei. And we're going here with the Pirish Rashi, and Divrei Amaskel Shita Kroi, that the first Pasuk, and this will be referring to the actual second Pasuk that we quoted, in Bamidbar Hey, Pasuk Chav Dalet. V'hishko aseishu esme amorim hamorim uvo bo amayim amorim lamorim. That's the tzavo. That is the command that Hashem says that in a situation of soita, you have to take meimorim, you have to give it to the woman, and if she's guilty, then water will go into her and eventually have its effect. But this is the tzavo, what you must do. And since it said an extra vav, so we say, chad letzavo dido, one is a commandment to do it to her, the chad letzavo didei, and one is that water will affect him as well. The next one is chad lasiya dido, the chad lasiya didei. And this refers to the last uvo, Bamidbar Hey, Pasuk Chav Zayin. V'hishka es amayim v'oisim nitma, v'atimo mal b'isho, uvo ubo amayim morim, l'morim v'tzof sabit v'naf l'yurecha. So that is the asiyah, as Rashi explains it. Kan hoidiyah ha'kosav es Yisrael, d'maftiach lehem, she'yivdiku amayim. First, I'm telling you at Savo what you have to do. Once you do it, I'm letting you know it's going to work. So not only will it work against the woman, it will work against the man also. That's pshat the asiyah dido, and one is asiyah didei, him. And finally, chad li yediyah dido, one is to inform her, v'chad li yediyah didei, and one is to inform him. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, although the pasuk quotes in Perikei Pasuk Chaf Aleph. V'yomra koin le'isha yitin Hashem oisach lo'olu l'shvua b'soich amech. B'seis Hashem es yereichech noifeles v'es bitnech tzava. Here the Torah put the thigh, that it will fall before the stomach that will blow out. So, and the reason, as we learned in the first Perek, is Mida Keneged Mida, because the first part of her body that committed Davera was her thigh. So, therefore, when the Onish is going to come, it's going to start, Lats Boisbet and Velan Pol Yarech. The water descends into her stomach, and the first thing that is affected is the extended stomach. So people might come to say, ah, oh, you see, it didn't work. You told me it's supposed to go first on the thigh, affect the thigh, and then the stomach. And now I see that the stomach is getting affected first. So before the water is even given to her, the Kohen explains, I'm telling you now, don't be mitzi laws on the water. Don't cast aspersions on the effectiveness of the water. You know what's going to be the first einish, the first place that the water reaches, which is going to be your stomach. So that is called the yediyah. I'm informing you what's going to happen. Don't be moitzi laz. Chad li yediyah dida. And since there's an extra vav, chad li yediyah diday. Frey the Gemara, Verebi, who doesn't darshan vavim, he only has three. He doesn't darshan vavim. He only has three psukim. Chad la tzava, one is for tzava, v'chad la siya, v'chad la yediyah. But the Gemara asks, if you don't have six psukim, Verebi, who doesn't darshan vavim, kishem shemayim b'ot k'maysoy, kach mayim b'ot k'maysoy, minole. So how does he in fact know that? And for the Gemara, Nafgule Medesanya, he learned it from a Brisa. It says, Latzbeis Bet Vlan Pol Yarech. So we learn out, since it doesn't say Bitno and Yerecha, that Bitno Yerecha shall boil in Pasuk Chaf Beis. It doesn't say her stomach. It just says, Latzbeis Bet Vlan Pol Yarech. So I say that that's referring to the boil. Maybe it refers to the nevelis, to the woman. It says further in Pasuk Chav Zayin, in the feminine, it says, so it already says the betn and yerech of the yerech of the nevelis. And what do I do with that pasuk? Shall boil. That refers to the boil. And once I already include him in one pasuk, so memel I say he's included in all the others, in the yediyah, in the tzavah, and the asiyah. V'yedich. What about Rabbi Kiva, who darshans the vavim? So why does he need the vavim? He has the way of Rebbe to learn it from the phrase latzpois beten velanpil yarech, which doesn't say it belosh in the cave, therefore it could be referring to the boil. Ve'idachahu demoy delokoyin the beten bereish vada yarech shaloi lahaytzi laz alamayim arm. No, that whole phrase I need for what we explained before. It's called yediyah. We have to inform that even though the thigh is the first part of the body that committed the avera with the mezane, but still the one that's going to get affected first is the stomach. I have to give you that yediyah. I have to inform you. That's what I need the pasuk for. I cannot learn it out from the boil. V'yidach Rebbe, how can he in fact learn it out for the boil? You need it for yediyah. She says, Im kein lichtiv k'ra bitnav yerecha. Let the pasuk say her. Let it say it in the feminine. And I'll still know it for yediyah. My betn v'yarech. Why does it say it without speaking in the feminine? Shema min ala boil. Therefore, it's a proof of boil. Frey the Gemara, if that's your diuk, ve'ema kuli lahach yudasa, so maybe, in fact, it's coming completely for the boil. How do I know yediyah? So the Gemara answers, no, you can know both things according to Rabbi. Because if it's only speaking for the boil, im kein lichtav bitnoi v'yarechoi, don't put it in a neutral gender of beten and yarech, put it in bitnoi, his beten, and his yarech. my beten v'yorech, shma minotarti. So since you put it in this neutral way, you didn't say feminine, you didn't say masculine, therefore I can learn out both of us. I can learn out a halacha that yediya, we have to inform what's going to be effective first, and that is the stomach. And since it's not written in the feminine, I can say that this neutral way of writing it could also include the boil. It's not only the boil, because then it should have said it in the masculine. So by saying it neutral, I can have both yediyah, and it could be inclusive as well for the zocher. That's how Rebbe, even though he doesn't darshan vavim, will be able to learn out for yediyah tzavah and asiyah, both the boyel and the niveles. This continues the Gemara explaining the next part of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, kach hoya doyrish zecharya ben akatsiv. That Zechariah ben Akatziv learned the psukim by soita the same way as Rabbi Akiva did, just like Rabbi Akiva was dairish the vavin. It said nitma and vin nitma, and from there we learn out the halacha that kishem shasur labal kach asur laboyel. That is exactly how Zechariah ben Akatziv darshan the psukim, and not like Rebbe who learned it from the repetition that it said nitma two times. Tana Rabban, and we have learned, Shalosh Pa'amim Hamurim Beparsha. Here the Gemara is going to explain the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that actually Rabbi Akiva darshan three times the word nitma. The Pasuk says, Im nitma, this is in Bamidbar, Hey, Pasuk of Zion, Vehishka es hamayim vahoysa im nitma, vatimal mal be'isha. Then there is the word nitma. This we find in Perek Hey Pasuk Yudalid, where the Pasuk says, Va'avar olav ruach kinah v'kinei es ishtoi v'hi nitma. And finally it says, V'n nitma. And this is in Perek Hey Pasuk Chavtes. Zayis tairis hakanois asher tista isha tachas isha V'n nitma. So Lama, why do we have these three mentions of the word nitma in the various forms? The answer is echod labal v'echod laboil. This we had already in our Mishnah. One is for the baal and one is for the boil, that they are both osur on the isha who is a suffix sota. V'echod latruma, the new iser is for truma, as Rashi explains, shafilu hi bas koyin ubalo koyin nifslam an atruma. Even if she is the daughter of a koyin, and even if her husband was a koyin, once she is a sota, we have v'nitma to tell us that she is posel to eat truma. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, says Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Akiva, as Rashi explains, we don't need a posuk. Kal v'chomer, because I have a kal v'chomer. Uma grusha, shemuteres l'truma. If I find that by a grusha, as Rashi explains, a bas koyin who was married to a Yisrael, and then she got divorced, v'zera ein lo, she has no children, she is mutter in truma, as the pasuk says of Vayikra Chav Beis, milechem avia toichel, that she is able to go back to her father's house and eat from his bread, from his truma. And yet, asura l'kohuna, says the Gemara, grusha we know is asur to a kayin. So zu, the isha saita, shasura b'truma, as we just learned from one of the nitma, Rabbi Akiva was dairish, echelabav, echelaboil, and one for truma. So einoy din shasura l'kohuna. So certainly a saita, if her husband would die while she's in the state of being a soita and she has not drunk the maim hamorim to prove whether she's innocent or not, she would be usher to a kohen kal v'chomer from a grusha. If a grusha's mutter in truma, and yet she's usher to kohuna, so a soita who's usher in truma is certainly usher to kohuna. This is what Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Akiva, and the Gemara in tomorrow's shir at the bottom of Amud Beis, as Rashi brings down here, we'll ask, what exactly is Rabbi Shmuel saying to Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva wasn't speaking at all about her becoming Osir Likahuna, that Rabbi Shmuel should respond that you don't need a pasuk, that it's a Kal V'chomer. And the Gemara will give an answer in tomorrow's shir. And now, as Rashi explains, it's not Rabbi Shmuel speaking, but Milsa B'Anfei Nafshehi. There's a separate thing, and we're going to darshan the Psukim. The Gemara has a question in the Pasuk, in Bamidbar Perek Hei, Pasuk Yudalit. The beginning of the Pasuk says, Vehi Nitma, as the Pasuk states, Va'avar Allah Ruach Kina V'kine Es Ishtai Vehi Nitma, Oy Avar Allah Ruach Kina V'kine Es Ishtai Vehi Loi Nitma. And the Gemara is questioning what exactly is happening here. What is the case? It first says, Vehi Nitma, that he warns his wife not to go in hiding with this man, and she is tummy. Then the Pasuk concludes that he was zealous and he was jealous against his wife, and he warned her not to go in hiding. Vehi loy nitma. So the Gemara asks, memanifshach, both of these scenarios would not be mechayev the woman to drink from the mayim hamor. Im nitma, if we know for a fact, if the Torah is telling us that we know for a fact that she became tamei, lama shaisa. Only a sota suffik, where we don't know whether she was mezana with the boil, would drink. But if in fact we knew that she was mezana, she wouldn't drink. And here we're saying that she will drink. And if imloy nitma, if the case is that we know for a fact that she did not become tamei, that she did not have znus with the boil, then lama mashke, why is the husband giving her to drink? Why is the koyin giving her to drink? To check her out. There's nothing to check out. We know she's innocent. So what exactly is the pasuk referring to? Answers the Gemara. The Torah is here telling us a chiddush of soita. Magid lo chakosov, that you know what we're dealing with. It's a case where we don't know, is it nitma, or is it vehi nitma, or is it a case of hiloy nitma? That's good for our sofik. And yet we know that a soita is usher to her husband. So, Magiloch HaKosev, Shasafik Asura. The Torah is teaching you that a Safik is Asur. And Mikan Atadon L'Sheretz. And so too, just like in the case of an Isha Saita, who we don't know if she was Mizana with the boil or not. And the Torah made her Asur in that Safik state as a Vadai Isur to her husband. So too by a Sheretz. We will learn out from Soita as the Gemara is going to develop a Kal V'chaymer, that if there's a suffix, whether the Sheretz touched the Taharis or not, as Rashi says, the Machzikinan La Betuma Misafik, we're going to be Machzik, that the Taharis became Tameh Misafik, and we're going to treat it as if it Vade became Tamei, and we'll see in a moment exactly what the Kal V'chaymer from Soita to Sheretz is, that Safik Tuma will be Tamei Vadai. Now, Tosfos asks a question over here, in Divrei HaMaschal, Ma Tamad Lomer Hi Nitma, asks Tosfos on the third line, Vim Tamer V'chi Yitzvah Kol HaMeisah Sveika, as the Marsha explains, we know there's a rules. Sveika d'oraisa l'chumra. Why do I need this limit of v'hi nitma v'hi loy nitma? As the Gemara explains that that's skufa sofik. And yet the isha is usur mitoiras vadai from the din of sofik saita to have relations with her husband. What do I need a special pasuk for that? There's a halach of sofik d'oraisa l'chumra. And ain't a chanami to kresu placey proves from this tosis that tosis holds like the Rashba against the Rambam. There's a machloik, is the Rashba and the Rambam, whether Safik, Sveika deraisa l'chumra, which we say we go l'chumra, is that a din min ha-Torah, as the Rashba holds, that the Torah itself is being machmer by Sveika deraisa, or is Sveika deraisa l'chumra, as the Rambam says, only a din min rabbanan. So if Tosfos over here is asking, what do we need a special halacha of Saita? We could know that the husband is usher to live with his wife because of the general halach of Safik, Sveika deraisa l'chumra. It must be that Tosfos holds like the Rashba, that Sveika deraisa l'chumra is midaraisa. And if so, what is the halach of Saita of Safik adding that he definitely would be usher to live with his wife anyway because of Sveika deraisa l'chumra? If I would hold like the Rambam, if Tosfos would hold like the Rambam that Sveika deraisa l'chumra is only a din derabbanan, then in fact it would make sense why the Torah by sight said a specialister to tell you that here it's not a din derabbanan, it's only a din deraisa. What does Tosfos answer on his question? Yesh loimer, ha kosev oisra kaidim shtia kiilu hi vadai. before she drinks from the Maimorim. And we don't know if she was Mizana with the boil or not. Klapish Maigalia, the Hashem knows whether it happened or not, and it could be she's innocent. But yet the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said that in this state of uncertainty, she has to be treated like as if she was Vadai Mizana, and therefore the husband becomes Osatur. Says Taisus of Afikav Deleka Malkus, even though there is no Malkus, as we see from the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Miu Lava Bo Mechlal Asei Iko, V'nitmo as an Asei, from that we learn out that she should not become Tami. It's like a Lava Bo Mechlal Asei. V'afilu Im Tahayra, says, continues Taisus, even if she is Tar, Nanish Bebezin Shomala, she will be punished by Hashem in Bo'aleh if he has relations with her until she drinks the water. K'moy al Chayvei Asei, like any other Chayvei Asei. And Taisus points out that this is what the Torah was telling us by Saita. We have to treat her like a Vadai Isser, and Isser Asei, Lav Habo, Mechlal Asei. V'loike Shar Sveik is not like a case of a Safik going, Safik Chelev, Safik Shuma, the person doesn't know if he's eating tray fat or tohar fats. V'achloy, and he ate of a night, and after he ate it, Shehu Shum, and he found out that it, in fact, it was mutter. Afagav the Tzarech Kaporos Licha. He needs forgiveness because he took a chance, even though it worked out. Miu lechomer kechai v'sei, the kapora that one requires for a suffix Isser, which he took a chance, and he went ahead and ate it, and later he found out that he did nothing wrong, that doesn't compare to the chumra of a suffix that's treated in the case of Saita, like a vada Isser, an Isser Asei, a lava bo mechlal Asei, even though Toysa says there is no Malkus. It's interesting to note that the Mesoris HaShas, Rabbi Shaya Pick, in Ois Vov, tells us, Ayin Hatev Toysa Sham, Divri HaMaschel, Mai, Tosis in Yevamos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, which the Tosis here quoted that Gemara. If we look in that Tosis, we find that Tosis asks, why in fact is there Malkus by someone who has relations with his wife, Baal al Aderach, he's going up to Yerushalayim, and he has relations with his wife. Tosis quotes a Gemara in Saita Daf Zayin that the Gemara says that there is Malkus, and Tosis says, if in fact, there is no Lois HaSeh B'Feirish, then why is there Malkus? Taisus there in Yevamos answers that since we see in our Gemara that the Torah considers Saita, even though it's a suffix like a Din Vadai, that Chumrah of treating it like a Din Vadai, Taisus says it's Ki'ilu, there was a Lois HaSeh, Ki'ilu there's a Lav, and that's why there's Malkus. The Marit al-Ghazi in Bukhari Staf Mem Dalid tells us that he looked in Saita Dav Zion, and the Aruch Laner says it's in the entire Masechta Saita, you will not find what Taisus in Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph says, that there's a Beferish Gemara, that a Saita, that someone who lives with a Saita gets Malkus. They did not find such a Gemara. And what's interesting to note is the Magid Mishnah brings the Rashba there in Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph, who also says, like Taisus, that there is Malkus. Apparently, they had in their Gemara the Girsa that there was Malkus. Hayoytzim Divreinu, that the Torah here by Saita is making her into a Din Vadai. The Pashtas is like our Toysos here in Saita Chavches, that it's a Lava Bo Mechlal Asei, it's an Isra Asei. There is no Malkus, and interestingly enough, we find Toysos in Yevamos Yud Aleph, and as well as the Rajba, who hold that it's treated Mamish like a Lav, the Vadai Din of Saita, and that there would even be a Din Malkus. Now let us continue with our Gemara. We are four lines from the bottom of the Amud. Ma Saita Shaloi Asa B'Shayi Kemezid. Here comes the Kavachimer from Saita, who the suffix is treated as a Vadai, to Sheretz. Ma Duch by a Saita, where Shoigig is not like Mezid. We'll soon see in Rashi what the case of Shoigig is. But if the woman had relations with Shoigig, she's not treated like a Mezid. And Oynes is not treated like Rotzen. And yet, Osuba Sofik Evadai, if there's a Sofik, we don't know if she was Mizana or not, it is treated like a Vadai, either a Vadai Asei, or as the Rishayim Yevama said, a Vadai Lois Asei with Malkus. So Sheretz, by Sheretz, Osuba Shoigig Kemezid. There, it doesn't matter how the Sheretz touched the item that it touched, whether it was there was an intentional putting of the sherets on the item or it was only b'shaygig, and it doesn't matter whether it was by accident oinus k'rotzen. By sherets you say shaygig is like mezid and oinus is like rotzen. So ein oidin she asked by suffik. As we turn to Chav Chesam at base, Kivadai. So Marach by Saiter is a din Sofer Kivadai, even though there's no Shoygi Kemezid or Oynis Kerotzen. Certainly, we would say Sofer Kivadai by Sheretz, where we do say that Shoygi is like Mezid and Oynis is like Rotzen. Now, it's very interesting that Rashi tells us what, in fact, is the case of Oynis and Shoygi. Let us start with the last Rashi on the Yom Divrei Maskil Soita. First Rashi explains what the Oynis means. The Chsiv, Vehi Loynis Pas Asur. The Torah says that the woman was not grabbed. She was not forced. And then she is Asur on her husband, the Yisrael. Ha Nispasa. If she was grabbed, if she was forced, Muteris. She's Mutter, husband, the Yisrael. It says Vehi Loynis Pasa. Only by her, by Yisrael, is there a heter of oinus, as we've learned in the Masechta, that of course to a Kohen, she would be Osir even if it's an oinus. So we've learned that by a Soita, an oinus is not Kerotzen. There is a heter if she did it by oinus. And now Rashi explains Shoygig. Vehu Adin L'Shoygig. And what's the case that Rashi gives for Shoygig? Ishtoy V'eshes Ish Imer B'Bayis. He had in his house his wife and somebody else's wife. Vinis Chavali Ishtoy, and when he had relations, he thought he was having relations with his own wife. Vinis Damna Loizu, and instead it was the Ashes Ish, Vaafi Shagga Kisvur Shubalo, and she also was Bishoygeg, she thought it's her husband. That's the case of Shoygeg. The question that we can ask on Rashi is, why does Rashi say the case of Shoygig by Soita, where we don't say Shoygig Kemezid, is a case where it is a mistake in Metzias that they thought they were having relations with their spouse and they weren't? Why doesn't Rashi say that the woman knew that she was not having relations with her spouse, but she thought that the Torah permits Znus, her Shoygig was in Halacha? From here would be a raya to the sheet of the Marik in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, the famous Marik, who says that the only time a woman who commits nus b'shoygeg is mutter to her husband is a shoygeg imetzias. But if in fact she knows what she was doing, that it's not her husband, and she had relations with him thinking that the Torah does not aser nus, she would be usher to her husband. And the reason is, because in Perik, Bamidbar Perikei, Pasuk Chav Zayin, the Pasuk says, V'hishka samayim v'hoisim nitmo v'atim ol mal b'isha. The main criteria of her being usher on her husband is that she was moil in her husband. She did something against her husband. She may have thought that the Torah did not prohibit it, but she knew she wasn't being faithful to her husband. She was going with another man, and yet she did it. That would be enough to prohibit her on her husband. That's why Rashi had to say the case of Shoygig is a Shoygig in Metzias. She didn't think she was living with a strange man. She thought it was her husband. But to know it's not your husband and to think the Torah didn't answer it, that would still prohibit her on her husband. Tosfos and Divrei HaMaskil Ein Oidin She'asa by Sofek Kevadai. Tosfos questions the Kal V'chomer in the middle of the Tosfos, around 10 lines down. Aval ha ikel mitma amai loy parchina mal soita shekein raglayim ledover sharei kina lov an istara. What is the Gemara saying? Is the Kal V'chomer from soita to sheretz, because by soita shoygig is not like mezid and oinus, not like rotzen, whereas by sheretz shoygig is like mezid and oinus is like rotzen, and therefore certainly there should be a din that suffix should be treated like vadai, suffix tuma should be like vadai by a sheretz. There's a big chilik. You know why suffix is kivadai by soita? Because raglayim ledover, he warned her and she went into hiding. So it would seem circumstantial evidence, at least raglayim ledover, that she committed znus. In that case, the Torah said suffik kivadai. But by sheretz, where we have an equal suffik, we have no raglayim ledover that the sheretz touched the taharis. Maybe over there we don't say suffik kivadai. And Be'emes, the Tosfos Shan, says that this whole Kal V'chomer of the Gemara is not a real Kal V'chomer, and perhaps he's saying it because of Tosfos' question. The Tosfos Shan says this is a Gili Milsa Ba'alma, that it shows us that really this whole din is Hilchas Gemira. It is a halacha l'maishim Sinai, that just like by Soita, Sofik is Kevadai, so too Sofik Tuma by Asheretz is Kevadai. As we turn now to Amud Beis, the Gemara qualifies when by Asheretz do we say that Sofik is Kevadai. Umimakim Shabasa. You can learn the din of Sofik Kevadai, you have to learn it from the makor of where you are taking this halacha. We don't say Safik Tumah is always Tumah. It's only like Saita. Sheretz, if you have a Safik, whether it touched Taharis, when do you say Safik Tumah by a Sheretz is like Vadai? That's like the Saita. Just like by Saita, Rashi on the second line says, Hu Mokum Haroi Li Saser. Just like by the Saita, it's a place where one can go into hiding. It's a Rishus HaYachid, and Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim by which we learn from Saita is not the same as Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim that we learn in Hilchus Shabbos. There, Rishus HaRabim is Shishim Rivoi, is 600,000, 60,000s. By the halacha that we learn out from Saita, Safik Tum Rishus HaYachid, a Saita Rishus HaYachid is her and the boyel who went into hiding in that place that's royally Saser. That's two people. Two people is Rishus HaYachid. But if you're dealing with a Safik Tum in a place where you have three people, that already, Legabi Hilchas Tum, we learn out from Saita, is considered a Rishus HaRabim. So we learn out, Ma Saita Rishus HaYachid. Av Sheretz Rishus HaYachid. So too, Sheretz, where we say Safik Tum is Tummy, it's only Safik Tum Rishus HaYachid. But if you have Safik Tum Rishus HaRabim, Einachanami Sveikot Tor. But yet we learn out another halacha. And Bamas, in the large Toysus here, Divramask Rishus HaRabim Toysus says, that it's all, this halacha is also halacha l'maishim Sinai. Uma Saita. Just like by the case of Saita, where we say Safik Tum Rishus HaYachid is Tummy, it's only if Davishiesh by Das Lishol, that the woman, you can go and ask her whether she was boil or not. Not that we're going to believe her, but there is a human being with intelligence that you can ask this question to. Af Sheretz, so too in the case of Sheretz by Safik Tum Rishus HaYachid Tameh, it has to be Dover Sheish by Das Lishol. It has to be a case where you can ask the person, did the Sheretz touch you? Or if you were carrying a Kikar Lechem, did the Sheretz touch the Kikar Lechem? Lafuke, if it's an animal who is carrying the Kikar Lechem or a Tinoik, and the question is, did the Sheretz touch the Kikar? And there's no one, a Bardas, to ask this question to, that even in Rishus HaYachid, this will remain tar, as the Gemara concludes, Umikan Amru Dover Sheish Bardas Lishol, if there's someone who you can ask this question to, Rishus HaYachid, then Sveikai Tamaye, and Rishus HaRabim, we learn out from Saita that Sveikai Tar. But what about Shein Bardas Lishol, if there is no one, a Gadol that has intelligence that you can ask this question to, then Bein Birshus HaYachid, Bein Birshus HaRabim, Sveikai Tor, then it doesn't matter whether the suffix in Rishus HaRabim, which is always Sveikai Tor, or even the suffix in Rishus HaYachid, which if there's Yesh Boi Das Lishol, Suffix Tumah would be Tameh, but since here it's Ein Boi Das Lishol, even in Rishus HaYachid, the halacha is that we learn out from Saita, that Suffix Tumah in this case, even Rishus HaYachid, if there's Ein Boi Das Lishol, will be Sveikai Tor.